With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking once again with Derek Geary, coach of Gloucester High School Hockey. And coach, welcome back. It doesn't seem like it's been 10 or 11 or 12 months, but here we are again.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's exciting. Another season is upon us, so let's get to it.
You already have gotten to it, and that's what I want to get into. Sort of start with the most recent and then go backwards. The Concord-Carlisle game, I've been reading about them, and they're supposed to be a force in Division II. And you guys are always contenders. Tell me a little bit about the first game, because it looks like you're the stars of last year, probably going to be the stars this year as well.
It was a frustrating loss. Of course, all losses are frustrating. But it was really a tale of turnovers. You know, we just had an unbelievable amount of egregious turnovers. You know, just sloppy puck management in our own end that ended up in the back of our net. And Concord-Carlisle has a very elite first line. A player named Jay Carter, who had 6 points against us, leads that group, and they were just uncanny in converting our turnovers. And then what was frustrating was that if you looked at in-zone possession time, we really dominated. We outshot them. We were in their zone most of the game. But we just were sloppy with puck management and turnovers and deserved to lose because of that.
Coach, you got to work on stuff, of course, after a game. And when you talk about turnovers, how do you try to correct that in practice?
I think you have to blow the whistle all the time and just reiterate how important puck management is and respect for areas of the ice. You know, when players are under duress or not sure where to go, they can't just casually put the puck in the middle of the ice. They've got to get it to the perimeter or eat a puck, as we say, take a check. But I just thought it was a question of we didn't respect potential danger zones, and we're awfully casual with exposing the puck and passing it across ice that was just getting picked off and ending up in the back of our net. So it's a question of concentration and respect, as I say.
You have some experienced players, and I'm guessing your leadership after a game like that and during practice, they're going to help out and figure out because they've been there. So maybe tell me a little bit about the guys we're familiar with and their leadership qualities.
Yeah, that's the idea. We do have 13 seniors in the lineup, so that's a potential real positive for us. Some of them don't have an enormous amount of playing experience, but we certainly have a lot that do, and also knowledge that this is what wins hockey games. You know, there's just so much parity in high school hockey. In Division II, it's not, you know, four or five teams that are guaranteed powerhouses. Okay, maybe Canton and Duxbury have earned that status. But beyond that, the margins are slim, and it comes down to teams that play with discipline and teams that play team hockey and have a concept of detail play, as we say. And not getting penalties unnecessarily and not turning the puck over. That's kind of what wins games.
Yeah, I think discipline is so important, especially with those 2-minute penalties now. Coach, work for me from the goaltender out, please, and tell me the strengths of your team in each area.
Well, we have three goalies. We have a freshman goalie that is a real talent to watch. You know, he's our number three goalie, Trey Maroney, but he's certainly a player to watch. And then we've got two really excellent goalies that have a ton of experience, Nick Tarantino and Riley DeHaan, seniors, both kind of platooned last year. This year, perhaps Nick has looked a little bit sharper and might have a slight edge. But both are going to play, both are going to contribute, both are going to compete. So I think that's very, very solid for Gloucester and hopefully elite. Let's see where they can take it. Defense, well, I think Joe Orlando is a standout. He's a kid that really is a big, exceptional athlete and is strong on the with the puck. When he plays with his head up, he can really make nice breakout passes and be a force for us. He just has to bear down and play hard defense and watch his puck management. He can also score goals when needed and will be an important part of the power play. James Sanfilippo is a bit underrated and a bit stronger this year, so he's going to get a ton of ice time, and he's off to an exceptional start, by the way, really playing good hockey for us. Then we've got Chris Logicono, who's another rugged physical senior, Will Lothers, Chris Daly, Chase Sargent. So, you know, we've got some experienced players that we hope can really make a contribution.
All right, and tell me about your two All-Stars.
Yeah, well, those are the guys, Brett Cunningham and Colby Jewell, those are the guys that we expect to carry us offensively and also in other aspects of the game. Both their potential, well, Colby was All-Conference last year. I thought Brett should have been All-Conference as a sophomore. Both have that capability, if not even beyond that. They just have to take on leadership roles and also be able to play complete hockey, no breakdowns in the defensive zone, realize that it's not just about goals and assists, but being a complete player, because both of those kids could, in my mind, have the potential to play beyond high school if they can sharpen up those parts of their game.
Hmm, okay. Hey, I got to mention one thing, though. Joe Orlando, another Joe Orlando in Gloucester. I think there should be numbers, numerals after the Joe Orlando so I can know which one is which. There are so many.
Well, Gloucester's a very tight-knit community, so, you know, how many Orlandos, how many Sanfilippos, yeah, how many Munizes have there been throughout the years?
There you go. Great.
Many to count.
All right, Coach, finally, we're going to take a look at the league. I know the usual contenders, and you start off right away tomorrow night, on Thursday night against Marblehead. So maybe just a quick view of how you see the league.
I think it's as strong as ever. I think Marblehead is right at the top. Perhaps Winthrop, certainly Winthrop is right at the top, and I'd say perhaps the team to beat. I mean, they won the conference last year, and they've got arguably the best player coming in the conference coming back, Pete Silverman.
Mm-hmm.
Marblehead also has an argument for the best player in the league, Hogan Setke. James Karen is a stud. They play with a ton of emotion, ton of energy. They had our number last year in a big way. So we've got all reason in the world to to respect Marblehead going into that game and be playing with all kinds of humility and energy. That's a huge game for us. After the Concord-Carlisle setback, we're really hoping to turn the tide early and make a statement against Marblehead.
All right, that's seven.
And by the way, you can never discount Maskenaumen or Danvers, always strong teams. So
yeah, Danvers.
Because always, it's going to be a really good conference and should be a great season for everyone.
Danvers and Winthrop already have wins. So you're right, yeah. All right, Coach, game time is 7 o'clock at Salem State on Thursday night. So nothing but the best for you and the boys. Derek, I wish you all the best and good luck. And I plan on calling you a little bit this year.
Please do. And thank you so much for the support of high school hockey.
Thank you, Coach. Be well. Take care.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. That's Derek Geary, who is the Gloucester High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.